Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Two very special guests with us today. Mark Malik, he is the co-chair of this year's Evening of Hope. And also, we have with us Colleen Middlebrooks, director of community relations for the Scott Center for Autism Treatment. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us, Wes.
We should mention that Leisha Flamio Watson is the other co-chair. She could not be with us today, but we certainly appreciate her work on this very important annual event for Florida Tech. Mark, tell us about this year's Evening of Hope.
This year is our fifth year, and we are really honored that Ted Parker with Revolution Technologies is hosting the event at their new facility. And we're trying to raise money to continue our goals of service, research, and training to help find solutions and better treatments for autism and to train the next generation of therapists.
Now, the Scott Center for Autism Treatment hosts the Evening of Hope as an annual event, as we've talked about, to raise money for the Scott Center and its programs. This year's Evening of Hope is April the 5th, 2013. There's also some other activities that go along with Evening of Hope, including a Rolex raffle, Colleen.
That's correct. We are lucky to have such great community support, and particularly the Kempf's Jewelers has donated for the third year in a row an amazing Rolex watch that we're able to do a raffle for. And $25 a ticket gives you a chance to possibly win this Rolex. And 100% of the proceeds from the sale of those tickets go directly to the Scott Center. So we can't thank Kempf's enough. And it's easy to buy the tickets, the scottcenter.org/raffle, or stop by the Scott Center or Kempf's Jewelers. Any of those three will allow you to purchase a ticket.
And so Kempf's Jewelers, a big supporter of this effort, and other sponsorships as well that are critically important to Evening of Hope, Mark.
We do thank many of our community members who are sponsors, and there are sponsorships still available from the Hope sponsor for $10,000, and you'll get 16 reservations to attend the event, all the way down to the Faith sponsor, which is $500 for two reservations to attend the event. And the event is a great opportunity to meet a lot of people in your community, get more information on autism, and really see the progress that the Scott Center is making to putting a dent into autism treatment.
And Colleen, the Scott Center for Autism Treatment over the last few years has certainly become more statewide recognized, nationally recognized, and really getting that message out there about the workshops and the other special programs that happen at the Scott Center. That's also an important message, correct?
It is. And what people might not realize is the closest facility that is similar to the Scott Center is all the way in Atlanta at the Marcus Institute. So we are a very, very valuable resource, not only to Brevard, but to Central Florida. And we've had clients come as far as Dubai and other places around the world to seek out the services that we provide for autism.
So a rare yet important component of our community, the Scott Center for Autism Treatment. Again, Evening of Hope 5, that is upcoming. It is April the 5th, 2013, happening at Revolution Technologies in Melbourne. Sponsorships are still available. We hope that you will consider that, but also the Rolex raffle. And give us those details again, please, Colleen.
Just visit thescottcenter.org/raffle. It's a great way for anybody to support the Scott Center. The sponsorships are great, but they fall at a higher level. So this is a $25 way to show your support to all that's going on over at the Scott Center.
And of course, you don't have to be present to win. The drawing is at Kempf's Jewelers, generally the next day after the event. And last year, I had the pleasure of picking out the winning ticket to a local resident who didn't attend the event but purchased the ticket. And he was quite surprised on a Saturday morning to hear the great news that he won a almost $8,000 Rolex watch.
Amazing. I'd like to get that call on a Saturday morning. So find out more about Evening of Hope 5. Check out thescottcenter.org or give them a call at 674-8106 for additional information. I'd like to thank my very special guest, co-chair of this year's effort, Mark Malik. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
And Colleen Middlebrooks. Thank you as well.
Thanks again, Wes.
That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. Until next time, I'm Wes Sumner.